Hello again and welcome. It's Elizabeth here with another Pose of the Week from the Restorative Yoga series. This week I've chosen to do a very relaxing forward bend. And to be honest, I think I've left the forward bends till this late in the series of our poses because forward bending isn't really my natural forte. I'm much better at back bending and I enjoy it, whereas the forward bends I have historically found very challenging, although once I learned about restorative yoga and the ways that I could prop myself, I'm finding them a lot better and I'm actually starting to enjoy them. Forward bends, of course, are very lovely for us, particularly as women. It helps us focus in and not out to supporting other people, as quite often our roles mean that we do. It helps us go inside, look inside, do a bit of reflection and tune in to our inner voice and our intuition. So there's a lot to be said for forward bending, as well as the gentle stretch it can give our hamstrings. So I hope you enjoy this one. I'm going to do my usual cautions. Not a good thing to do if you've got lower back pain, or you know you've got difficulties with your discs in the lower part of your back. That can so easily trigger off sciatica. You definitely don't want that because it takes so long to get it right and the inflammation to die down again. And a lot of bed rest. Although, of course, if you fancy a bit of bed rest, then maybe it's not a bad thing. However, I'm never going to encourage you to do anything that would cause pain. Also, very difficult to do if you're more than 3 months pregnant. So, as usual with that particular situation, I'm going to cover all of those in later poses of the week. So, what do you need? You will need a square folded blanket, or my favourite, flattish pillow. Maybe a couple. You know best for yourself, because you're going to use this to be sitting on, just to tilt your pelvis to make the forward bend a little easier. So if you know you need a couple of pillows to do that, then that's what you'll need here. So a square folded blanket or pillows or a bolster if you've got a flat enough one to sit on comfortably. And then 1 to 4 long folded blankets, and these you're going to be putting on your legs and then folding forward over them. So again, you might have a little sense of how many you need. For me, I know that I need one of my flattish pillows. It's also, I enjoy it very much with a bolster. You know, one of the bolsters that are about 10 to 12 inches in diameter, and I put that on my knees, fold forward over that, and that suits my body shape and style well. But as usual, what to do is experiment at first, put the different equipment around you, and then you can start moving up and down, finding out which of the combinations works. So to begin, you sit on the square folded blanket or your pillow, and you have your legs outstretched and together in front of you. So just find that nice angle of the pelvis, or if you're one of those very natural forward benders, you might not need to have the little pelvic lift. Then you're going to place as many of the blankets or pillows as you need to help you fold forward from your hips over your legs, and just let all those supports hold you gently and firmly, so your upper body can completely relax. The important thing is to bend forward at your hips and not to curve your upper body round to try to do the posture. You need to just tilt gently forward towards your feet from your hips and let your torso lie where it will on the supports that you've put in front. Of course, if you start to feel a little discomfort in your hamstrings or behind your knees, then it's a